I'm joined here by Breed McGinty of the Donegal Women's League for this historic partnership with Finn Harps and the Inishowen Women's League. Breed, what do you make of today's developments?
I think it's very exciting for everybody involved. The resources and the structures going forward for the girls, which has to be paramount in everything going forward. The pathway is going to be established. It'll be clear so that the young girl at 5 and 6 coming into the local club now has the aim to go on and play for Finn Harps at a senior or 19s National League level. The resources that Finn Harps have behind them, I know majority of them is volunteers, but they have resources that will benefit the girls' football.
Yeah, the Donegal Women's League have been doing Trojan work in recent years in the National League. The Donegal girls have competed superbly against teams from all over the country, and that work will continue, just perhaps under the Finn Harps banner now.
Yeah, under the umbrella of Finn Harps. I think it's 4 years since the Donegal Women's League first entered the National League. We have limited resources within our committee. It's a small number of volunteers out on a weekly basis, and we've done the best that we can. But to progress and develop the girls' football, under the umbrella of Finn Harps, they have the structures, they have the infrastructure, they have so much more resources that they will help develop the girls. As you said, Donegal Women's League have developed the girls at 10 elite level. We compete every year at the highest end. We're in the elite phase the last 2 years. We weren't put it down into the lower section. So it just shows that the talent is in Donegal, but it's to reinforce that and get the better pathway for the girls going forward.
Yeah, because the women's game in this country is growing and growing all the time. We're seeing it. We've seen a couple of the Donegal girls have got international recognition in recent years, which is great. And that should drive even more interest going forward.
Yeah, like even this year, some of our 70s, like we have a 15-year-old in an international team through Orla Doherty. Jodie Loughery's in it, Kerry Loughery's in it. Emma Doherty went on this year and signed for Sligo senior team. But in the next 2 years or whatever, we want them players to stay in Donegal, play for Donegal once they come out of 17s, 19s, that we have a senior team that we can retain the players that we've developed from 5 and 6 so that they play at senior level within the county.
And we see so many parents here of the footballers this evening in the Radisson Hotel. How important do parents have in this role now in promoting the game and seeing that there is that proper pathway there now for the young players?
With the logistics of Donegal, players are coming from all over. We have players from Inishowen, Mallon, Buncrana. We have players from Gidor, Fannet. Like the logistics, Donegal is a big county. And for all players to be supported, the parents have to support them, because otherwise how do they get to training? How do they get to matches? So they have to be proud of their girls' achievements. Like before, boys could achieve this and it was just second nature, whereas the girls now are getting this recognition. Parents are supportive behind them to push them on, which is a big benefit for the girls.